With that in mind, I certainly think the Bible is true when it says the devil has a short time. Consequently, he's in wrath, and he will take every advantage he can to do all the damage he can before the end of time comes, and he's consigned to a place called hell. The Bible tells us, though, there's a place for him prepared. Matthew 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what hell's prepared for. The devil and his angels. That's eventually where they're going to go, so the Bible tells us. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. But if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them into hell, to live them to change the darkness to be reserved unto judgment. The destiny is to find an end of their freedom, to be consigned to a place called hell. Eternity is their lot there. Now, you listened very, very well tonight, and we appreciate so much you doing so. There are many other things I want to talk to you about in regard to angels. We're going to talk about the mission and the work of angels. We're going to talk tomorrow night, Lord willing, about you and me and angels and their relationship to us, and whether or not angels intercede and work for God in our interest here presently today. Should be very interesting, and I hope you can come tomorrow night and join us as we continue in this study. Thanks again for being here. We're going to stand and sing a song of praise to Heavenly Father. And as we do, if there might be someone that we can aid in some spiritual way through baptism or prayer, would you let your wish be known while we stand and while we sing?